This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Recording in progress.
Good afternoon. We have an amazing sugya today, the Siyata Shmaya. Hopefully we could be kind of a yediyah chashuva here. And that is, Bizman Hazeh, we count their Shemitah. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, they have Shemitah. They count 6 years, and then they count the seventh year as Shemitah, and then they do it again. They count Shemitah, and they do it again. They count Shemitah. Okay, there's Machloikas, the Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, the Araisa, the Rabbanon. But have you ever heard, oh, Yovel's coming, you know, Yovel's coming. So, you know, we're going to need 4 year crop now. We're going to need for the sixth year, we're going to need for the seventh year, for the sixth year and the seventh year and the Yovel year and then the following year. Nobody ever heard of Yovel. Have you ever heard? So you say, well, it's because I'm not 50 yet. But I don't know, it could be, you know, people who are over 50, you know. Have they ever heard of Yovel? What happened to Yovel? Why don't we count Yovel? So, even if you're going to say that Bizman Hazeh Yovel is not Doiraisa, let's say it's Drabanan, because most of Klal Yisrael is not in Eretz Yisrael, which, by the way, we've either reached that point or we're going to reach very soon. Roiv Yisrael Alad Masan, which, by the way, would make Yovel Doiraisa. And by the way, would also, according to the Sefer HaChinuch, Mitzvah Tzadi Hei, would allow us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. According to the Sefer HaChinuch, all you need is Roiv Yisrael Alan Masam. So the Sefer HaChinuch writes openly. But still, Bizman Hazeh, let's assume for now it's Drabanan. And let's say, Ein Roiv HaTzibur Yecholim Lamoid Boi, to observe 2 years without working the land. But why don't we count it? Why do we always count six Shemitah? Why don't we count six Shemitah? And then Shemitah, then Yovel, then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Shemitah. Why don't we ever skip 2 years? What happened to that? So you say, oh yeah, that's the Gemara we're learning. It's Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Do we count Yovel as part of the Shemitah cycle? That the Rabbanan say, we count 49 years, and then Yovel, and then we start the 49 years. So that means there's a year, there's like a bumper year in between the 49th year and year one. And that's the Shita of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Yovel is Oile Laminyan Sheva. So Yovel is also year one. Meaning according to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand why we don't count Yovel. Because if Yovel is only Midrabbanan, let's say it's too hard to abide by, so we're not going to count it because it's year one. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, we do need to count it. It's year 50. But according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's year 1. So now the question is, so who do we paskin like? Does the fact that we don't count Yovel, does that mean we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda over the Rabbanan? Does that indicate that halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? Nobody ever heard of Yovel. Guarantee if you would have heard of Yovel, you would have gotten flyers that it's a segula to give tzedakah 50 times 186. And if you press 50 on your phone, then 50 Rabbanim will daven for you for 50 days straight at 50 Mekomes HaKadoshim. You know, but you never heard that. Why? Does that mean the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? What is the halacha regarding the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So that's what we're going to try to figure out today. Take a look in the Gemara in the Dharm Samech Aleph Amid Aleph. The Tanya plucked Rabbi Rabban v'kidashtem shnas hachamishim shana shnas hachamishim atamoina v'atamoina shnas hachamishim v'achas. We count it as year 50. It's not 51. Mikan amru yovel enoy oyle leminyan shavua. That's the opinion of the Chachamim, that yovel doesn't count to the shmita cycle. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, yovel oyle leminyan shavua. Rabbi Yehuda says yovel does count to the shmita cycle. So they asked Rabbi Yehuda, what do you do with Sheish Shanim Tizra? And according to you, it's only 5 years. And Rabbi Yehuda defended himself. So that's the Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. How do we paskin? Rashi and Tosfos both hold like Rabbi Yehuda. And they prove it from the fact that we count 49 years. 49 years. 49 years. We don't count a separate 50th year. That's a raya. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Where do we see this? The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says on the Avtesam at base, Hayman do lo yada kama shani b'shvua hu oimed. Someone who doesn't know what year in the Shemitah cycle you're standing in, nitfi chad shasa b'nachshav kloli b'yoivli uprati b'shavui b'nishko mimea trey b'nishde aparte v'nach. Meaning in 100 years, you take away 2. So if in 100 years you take away 2, that means the cycle is 49 years. No, what do you mean? It's a 50-year cycle. No, it's a 49-year cycle. The Gemara is saying that it's a 49-year cycle. You take away 2 years in 100. Look in Rashi. Rashi says, Koi l'minyin seder shmitais. It's going according to the order of counting shmita. Shall you so minin v'holchin b'fnei habayis. That the way Klal Yisrael counted before the Beis HaMikdash, the kaimalan shvius b'zman hazen nohaga. And then Rashi says, v'nachshev klali, I'm sorry, v'nishko mikomea tarti v'nishdi aparti, k'rebi huda d'amar shnas chamishim oila l'kan u'l'kan. Hishnas Hayoival, Vihishnas Tchilas Hashmita Haba. This is going in accordance with Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Yoival counts as the Shmita of, in other words, Yoival counts as the 50th year of the previous cycle and the first year of the new cycle. That means the Rashi is saying the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Taisus in Rosh Hashanah also says the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Take a look on Daf Tes. Taisus says, Amari, afilu hachi halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda de amar shnas hachamishim oila lekan ulekan. Why? From the fact that the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says on Daf Tes and Beis that someone who doesn't know what year it is, you figure it out that in every 100 years that you subtract 2 from the cycle. That means Yovel is part of the Shemitah cycle and it's oila lekan ulekan, as opposed to the Rabbanan, who say no. The Chachamim's opinion is enoi ayoyvel enoi oila leminyan shavua. So Rashi in Avodah Zarah tes amid beis, Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah tes amid aleph says halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. That's a good way to remember. Taf tes. Tes amid beis in Avodah Zarah, tes amid aleph in Rosh Hashanah. So that would explain why Bizman Hazeh we don't count Yovel, because it's not relevant. Because let's say Yovel Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbana, and let's say it's too difficult to keep 2 years in a row, and it's not relevant because it's Oila Lekan Olekan, it's the first year of the previous cycle, so we're just going to count 49 years. That's the Shita of Rashi and Tosfos. However, the Rambam himself discusses this. The Rambam paskins like the Chachamim that Shnas HaYovel Enoi Min HaMinyan. So then why don't we count Yovel? The Rambam says, Mitzvah Saseh Lisvah Sheva Sheva Shanim L'Kadeh Shnas HaChamishim Shenemar V'Safar Techo Sheva Shabsoi Shanim V'Kidashim Eish Shnas HaChamishim U'Shtei Mitzvah Se'elu Mesurin L'Bezin HaGadol Bovad. And the Rambam says, fine. After 14 years when they enter Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam says, Shiva Asar Yovel Manu Yisrael Mishenichnasu La'aretz V'yad Sheyatzu. They counted 17 Yovels. Says the Rambam, they counted 7 Shemitahs, and they sanctified the 50th year. Even though there was no Yovel in the Bayis Sheni, they counted it to Mekadesh Shemitah. So what do we see from here? The year that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the second time, That year was Matzoi Shemitah. In other words, the Rambam seems to say, Eina Chanami, in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they needed to count Yovel. That in the 70 years of Galus Bavel, and once the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the Rambam seems to say they needed to count Yovel, because the halacha is like the Chachamim. And then the Rambam concedes that all the Ga'onim argue on him. Then the Rambam says, Aval kol ha-ga'onim amru she-mesoros hi b'yadeyam ish mi-piyish she-loi manu ba-oisana shivim shana she-bein churben ba-yis rishon ba-yis sheni ela shmita is bovad b'lo yovel v'chein mi-shachara ba-achroina loi manu shnas ha-chamishim. Only 7-7. So, what's the reason why we? And then the Rama makes a cheshbon that the years work out. So, why do we not count Yovel b'zman hazeh? Rashi and Tosfos say because we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that Yovel counts l'minyan shmita. The Rambam says the halacha is like chachamim. So, even if the halacha is like chachamim, the Rambam seems to say that they did not count Yovel. Why? Why not? In other words, if the halacha is like the chachamim, that Yovel is loy alu l'minyan shmita, then why didn't they count it in the times of Galus Bavel and when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed? So maybe you'll say, well, maybe you need Kol Yoshve HaOlah. Maybe the Rambam holds that even though Yovel does not count L'minyan Shemitah, maybe you need the majority of Kal Yisrael to be living in Eretz Yisrael. Let's see. So, let's see. Here's the problem. The problem is, if you look in the Gemara in Erechin, the Gemara says that during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Yovel was not noyeg midoraisa because it wasn't kol yoshve aleha. And yet the Rambam still says they counted Yovel to mekadesh shmita, and they made 49 years. And then the Yovel year, and then 49 years. So why is it then the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, where Yovel is not noyig min haTorah, they counted Yovel to make Shemitah, and why after the Beis HaMikdash, where they stopped counting Yovel, in other words, why when the Beis HaMikdash stood, they counted Yovel to be Mekadesh Shemitah, even though Yovel was not Noig Medayraisa, because you didn't have Kol Yoshve Aleha, but they still counted it to be Mekadesh Shemitah. And then after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they didn't count Yovel at all. What's the Nafkamina? Either way, Yovel is not Noig Medayraisa. The Gemara says, Umi Manu Shemitin V'Yoylois Hashta Mishagalu Sheru Mishavet Gar B'chatz Hashem Anasha. Says Imar, Umi Manu Shmitim V'Yoylois? Hashta? Mishagalu Shevet Ruven V'Shevet Gad V'Chatzish HaMenashe Batlu Yoylois. Ezra D'Chsiv Bei Kol HaKol Ke'echad Arba Riboy Alafim V'Sheish Meos V'Shishim Havamani. D'Tanya Mishagalu Shevet Ruven V'Shevet Gad V'Chatzish HaMenashe Batlu Yovel Shenemar Ukrasem Dror Ba'aretz Chol Yoshva Bizman Shekol Yoshva Alev Lo Bizman Shegol Mektsasan. But still, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Manu Yovlois Lekadei Shmitin." So it seems like there's some kind of dichotomy that when the Beis Hamikdash stood, you did not have Kol Yoshva Alev, because some of the Shvatim were exiled. And even though you didn't have Kol Yoshva Aleha, they were Mekadesh Yovel, they counted Yovel to Mekadesh Shmita. And yet, when the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, they didn't count Yovel at all. So Bishlama, if you say like Rashi and Tosfos, that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, okay, they didn't count Yovel is... The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, so Yovel counts Laminyan Shemitah. That's why we don't count it as a separate year. But if you're going to say that Yovel is a separate entity, why is it only a separate entity to Mekadesh Shemitah when the Beis Hamikdash was standing and you don't have Rav Yoshua Aleha, and when the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed, you don't count Yovel at all? Why? What's the difference when the Beis HaMikdash stood and you didn't have Kol Yoshva Aleha, but you counted Yovel, and Bizman Hazeh, where we don't count it at all? So there are basically two approaches to this. And that is, there's a mitzvah to count Yovel in order to count Shemitah. However, why would they only do that when the Beis HaMikdash stood and not when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Well, in order to count Yovel, you need a Bezdin HaGadol. So when the Beis HaMikdash stood and they had a Bezdin HaGadol, they counted Yovel to Mekadesh Shemitah. Now, but once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and they didn't have a Bezdin HaGadol anymore, so they stopped counting Yovel, and Yovel was not counted b'chesben hashanim. That means basically Reb Chaim's chiddush is that if you don't have kiddush bezdin of the shnas hayovel, so then if you don't have kiddush bezdin of the shnas hayovel, Reb Chaim holds that it did not have it wasn't Yovel. It doesn't have a din of Yovel. Let's see if we could find this. Behine hademanu yovlois lekadei shmitin ha'havi mishum dechein hu adin. That's the din. The afagav the in yovel noyeg, even though yovel is not noyeg, mikomakim inoy oyla b'minyan hashmitin. It's not oyla in the shmita years. V'tzach lemeimar. You're going to have to count Shemitah when Yovel is over. Accordingly, you could say in the opinion of the Gaonim, according to the Rambam, that this is only the Kozehu Bizman Abayis, Shehoisas Fias Bezim Rekitshias Hayovlois. That was only when the Beis HaMikdash stood, that they count, the Bezdin counted, and their Mekadesh Yovel. V'chayla b'hu k'fiyusa d'shnas Yovel. And it was Chal, the establishment of Yovel. Ela d'loi hoya ha-Yovel noyeg. It's just Yovel wasn't noyeg, mishum d'loi hoya kol Yoshua Aleha. So Yovel wasn't noyeg, but they counted it to Mekadesh Shemitah. V'chach dina d'chol Yoshua enum akve ela shol yinagva dina Yovel. The requirement of kol Yoshua Aleha was only a requirement to observe the laws of Yovel. But abel etzem hashana, but the actual year it had a din of Yovel. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, meaning either way, Yovel was only Midrabanan. Because they were not Noyheg Yovel because it was not Kol Yoshua Aleha. But But there was a din of counting Yovel to Mekadesh Shmita. But counting Yovel needs a Bezen Agada. When the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, there was no Sfira. So Etzem Hashana Lespa Din Yovel. If there's no Sfira, Bezen Hagadol, then the year wasn't Yovel. De Beloy Kvias Hasfira Vakidash Kal Hashanim Ein Nikvam Va'il Mechezvin HaYovel U'batol Kamisper HaYovel. It doesn't have the din of Shnas Hashchamishim. Yalkin Be'emes Hadin De'oilo Hi Laminyan Hashmitin. Fine. That's the pshat of Reb Chaim. That's how Reb Chaim understands the opinion of the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan hold, Yovel does not count towards Shemitah. So why Bizman Hazeh do you never heard of anyone counting Yovel according to the Rambam? But because you don't have a Bezen Gadol to count Yovel. Aye, but even when the Beis HaMikdash stood, it was not in Kol Yoshveh HaLeha. And yet they counted Yovel. Yeah, that's because even though it didn't have a din of halachos of Yovel, but it was called Yovel because you had the sphere of the Bezen Agada. That's the opinion of the Rambam. So if somebody asks you, why do we not count Yovel today? You say, Rashi and Tosfos say, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, Yovel eino oila leminyan shmita. Well, Abba said, what about according to the Rambam that we paskin like the Chachamim? The answer is there's no Bezen HaGadol to count it, and if you can't count it, it doesn't have a din of a Yovel. The Chazon Ish has a different take. That only when Yovel has Kedusha, does the year stand on its own that you don't start counting the Shemitah cycle. So when the Beis HaMikdash stood, Ezra was Mekadesh the land to count Yovel. Because even though he didn't have Rov Yoshveh Aleha, he was hoping to have Rov Yoshveh Aleha. So he was Mekadesh the land, and therefore it has Kedushas Yovel. But after the Churban, there's no Kiddush Ha'aretz. The land is like Chutz La'aretz. So if the land is like Chutz La'aretz, there is no Kedushas Yovel. Says the Chazon Ish in Hilchos Shviyos Siman Gimel. V'hinei kashelu kan l'rabbanu lama loy manu yovelos gam begolos bavel kadei lekalish shmitin v'tirtzim yishum shaloi noag shviyos because shviyos wasn't noyeg v'kashelu ha noag shviyos in ksofim but shviyos was noyeg for money v'nira de'ikir yalfusim mikra d'chol yoshvehu she'ein roi lekadshe liyovel el bezman shekol yoshveh aleha. It's not roi to mekadesh yovel only when it's kol yoshveh aleha. Because yovel ikaroi bekiddush, like we say in Rosh Hashanah, daf tesam abeis yachal afa pi shaloi sholchu v'chachamim oimim shloshtan ma'akvaisu. So the rabbanon hold, even though you can't sanctify it, mikol makom l'inyan minyan kedushas yovel ala ve'ino oila l'minyan k'may ba'avroi. In the years they were exiled, they counted Yovel to Mekadesh Shmitin, or when Ezra came up, he was Mekadesh Yovel to be Mekadesh Shmita. It sounds like because there was a possibility of Kol Yoshveh, of Rov Yoshveh Aleha, or Kol Yoshveh Aleha. But in Golos Bavel, Kivin Shabbatla Kedusha Batla Kedushas Yovel Lagamrei. So it's true, Shmitas Ksafim is Noyeg, but Kedushas Haaretz was Batel. He says the Chazon Ish, here's the key. Ubezei yesh lefare shitas haga'oinim del achar churbin moinim zayin zayin ve'in moinim yoyvel. I believe we hold like the Rabbanon, the shnas ha'yoyvel eino oila. The answer is that because they were not mekadesh the yoyvel, because in order to be mekadesh yoyvel, it's only if there's kedushas ha'aretz, and they didn't have kedushas ha'aretz. When during the Churban Beis HaMikdash, but in times of Ezra, we know Ezra was Mekadesh the Aretz. So therefore, it had a din of Yovel to Mekadesh Shmitin. So Reb Chaim seems to learn that it only has the reality of Yovel if there's the sphere of the Beis Din HaGadol. The Beis Din HaGadol was only present when the Beis HaMikdash stood and not when it was destroyed, even though you did not have Roiv Yosh VeHalel. However, the Chazon Ish says, no, it's not the Nekuda is not do you have the counting of the Beis Din HaGadol or not, is do you have Kedushas HaAretz or not. If you have Kedushas HaAretz, then Yovel has a reality to it, and then it's an entity, and then you would have to wait to start counting Shemitah until after Yovel. But once the Beis Din HaGadol was destroyed, the land did not have Kedusha, so then there was no reality of Yovel. So in other words, Reb Chaim learns the reality of Yovel is dependent on the counting. Chazon Ish says the reality of Yovel is dependent on Kedusha Saaretz.
Would that make a difference for
Shemitah
itself?
Either way, it sounds, according to this, Shemitah would not be... If you hold Shemitah is dependent on Yovel, then Shemitah would not be the Eiraisa after the Churban. That's a different question, whether the Shemitah is going to be dependent on the Yovel or not. Some Rishonim say Shemitah Bezman is as the Eiraisa. Some say no, it's Tali on Yovel, and it's only the Rabbana. Okay, thanks for coming on the late hour. Shkoyach. Have a good day, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Tomorrow night, Daf HaShavua, okay? Hatzlacha Rabbah, everyone. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rav.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bracha v'atzlacha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.